The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
The Sands is proud to present a wonderful new show, A Man and His Music. The music of Count Basie and his great band. And the man is Frank Sinatra.
Well, good morning, good morning. Let the music swing, Albert. Let's get the Wednesday started, 6:06 on the radio, kid. Here we go on AM 970, The Answer. Let me hear it, Francis. Come on. Come on.
How did all these people get in my room?
Come fly with me. Are you dancing? Look at me. I'm dancing.
Come fly with me. We'll fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me. We'll fly away. Come fly with me. We'll float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me. We'll float down in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You might hear all the angels cheer because...
All right, there's Francis Albert right there, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. So I'm trying... Yeah, so I got... Yesterday, I didn't know I was staying an extra day, so I ran downstairs. Everybody was at the sales meeting. I did a couple minutes at the sales meeting. I said hi to everybody and told everybody how great they're doing and with the great sales, grace of God, we're doing thanks to you listening. And we have a great sales staff, and the boss was there, and Phil Boyce was there. So it was all good. So then I go, I don't have another suit for tomorrow because I didn't know I would stay an extra day in New York. So I went downstairs to the clothing store that I'm not going to mention because they don't advertise. And I went down, and our buddy, Dean, who works down there, is interning with us now, but he goes, so I went down there, the guys were down. I said, can I need cheap, I need quick. You know, look at me. So, I mean, for nothing, they should advertise because I would give them a good advertisement, but I'm not going to mention their name because they don't. So I go down, they cut the suit for me. Can you get it right upstairs? And now, because I wanted to wear a new suit, so I got a new, I'll take a picture for you. Very pleased. Because usually you go, you spend money, you try to get the right suit, and it doesn't even get tailored right. This was one shot. One shot. I went down there, and they ran it up last night when I was out at dinner. I'm going to tell you about it in a second. And they delivered it right to my office. So very, very good. And for, you know what's great? Makes you feel, don't you feel good when you don't spend a lot of money doing it, huh? You feel like old cheapo Joe. I'm going, ooh, I got a deal. Hey, I got a deal. I did so. I'm very, very pleased. But I wanted to be dressed. You never know who comes in the studio anymore. So I like to take this radio journey and take it up a notch and dress up a little bit, you know, the least we could do. Hey, election day yesterday, 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. It was like the big news for me let me not be selfish. Let me be a little humble about it. The big news for New York, because, of course, That's the bigger picture. Rank choice voting won by over 70%. Frankie Five Boroughs, you got to give him credit for that. People were apparently listening to us and to Frankie yesterday. Rank choice voting. We'll explain what that is, how that won. New York. It's great that New York was hip to it. They, Joe Borelli, our guy who we supported, got 25% as a Republican running for public advocate. And congratulations to Jomani Williams. He won. But Joe Borelli, 25, that's huge in New York. In this socialist, progressive, communist city, it's huge. So you got to give a big congratulations to Joe Borelli. And the question, you know, it just bears asking, does Joe Borelli run for mayor? I'm just saying. That's a big showing. This city is locked. I don't know. What, Virginia is all Democrat now. How, you explain to me, please, how you're the governor, how you could put blackface on, number one, right? And get away with it. The lieutenant governor has some kind of rumors. I don't know, the whole Me Too movement. I don't want to accuse the guy, but the fact of the matter is there was apparently some rumors about the lieutenant governor. They all got it. Infanticide. The guy, this governor is the guy that said, well, you know, if the baby's born and it's there, and then we don't know. We got to decide whether we're going to keep it or not. We'll have a discussion. Do you remember that? The guy gets elected. Not only that, it's all Democrats in Virginia now for the first time in decades. And I know it's every time the whatever president it is, whether it's President Obama, whether it's President Trump, they're going to vote opposite. That happens. But that's a sad day for Virginia, I think. I really think. Because you got to look at the issues. Then Kentucky, president went down to campaign for Governor Bevin, and now it's too close to call, but the guy that ran against Bevin, Bashir, is a claiming victory. So, but the big news for me in New Jersey is that our guys won. John Bramnick ran away with it, and congratulations to Leader Bramnick, and congratulations to Robert Auth as well. But the big news is the supermajority. There was the supermajority is now it's cut back in the assembly in the state of New Jersey because there won't be a veto-proof supermajority on the behalf of the Democrats. The Republicans took 4 assembly seats yesterday in New Jersey. That is monumental in these times. So you see, there's common sense in Jersey. And my mother, did you see the picture of my mother? She went out, she dressed up, and she went, and she voted, and she had a little sticker, I voted. And she did it, you know, on her own. I said, Mom, I posted the picture. It's so, so cute. So we'll break it all down and we'll talk about exactly what's there, what's not there. I don't even want to get into, and I will try to avoid the whistleblower situation because you hear comments. This is all going to go away. Trust me. It's all going to go away. But the only thing we got, you and I are going to have to deal with another hoax, another witch hunt, and what's going to happen next. So now with this whistleblower, now with who said what, now they released some of the, you know, that was the big news yesterday. They released the transcripts. It's all fake. It's all phony. It's all manufactured. And it's going to all go away. The president wins this. I can tell you that right now. Just from experience, it's exactly what's going to happen. But the only pain in the neck is they're going to do it again. The Democrats got something else. They got something else in the system where they're going to go after Donald Trump. When are they going to stop? Now do you really have to address the southern border of the United States? I mean, that family, whether you agree with their lifestyle, their religion, or whatever, they were American, and they were slaughtered. They were slaughtered 70 miles south of Arizona, and now that's it? They're going to just leave it? And the president of Mexico goes, well, we can't start a war. So I would suggest, maybe a quiet task force. They say from the United States to take these monsters out, but apparently they found one guy, heavily armed guy. But it's dangerous, like, and I'm telling you, it's just a step away. It's just a step across the border. And you know, Nancy Pelosi just plain doesn't care. She just doesn't care. So there are things that we should be worrying about that the Democrats aren't. They're more worried about this impeachment fiasco. And, you know, we can get into it if you like, 877-970-2999. But it's just another ruse. It's another witch hunt. I had the best dinner lesson, I have to tell you. 13 minutes after 6 o'clock, and we'll get into our show and everything, but we're doing this St. Francis Food Pantries. They give away 7,000 turkeys over Thanksgiving, 7,000. This is Joe Sano's group. I met them through, of course, the Katzimatidis. All roads lead to John and Margo, you know, and I met the Sanos and their fans of the show, and they said so many nice things yesterday about the radio program. We so appreciate it. They gave away 7,000. They feed the homeless, you know. So now I went, and they said, Joe, would you go on with Ernie Anastas? And how great is Ernie? You know, Ernie Anastas doesn't even age. He looks better than ever, this guy, from Fox 5, right? So we went over there with Commissioner O'Neill, I'm a big fan and always appreciate the great commissioner of the NYPD stepping away, as you know, but really just making this city the safest big city in the United States of America, a cop's cop, Jimmy O'Neill, and a great guy. So I went on with Ernie, had the exclusive interview. Everybody's asking, what are you going to do, Commissioner? And Commissioner came in. We were in the green room by ourselves. It was just me, Ernie, and the Commissioner. And with respect, and it's nice, it's just, you know, I respect, you know, how much I respect law enforcement, and how much I respect Commissioner O'Neill's love for the police, and then Ernie, such a great broadcaster, good, and we went on the air on Fox 5, first the Commissioner did a great interview by Ernie Anastas, and this was all for the St. Francis food pantries that give away food to folks who don't get food. They give away to the hungry, and we're going to do that on Thursday, that is tomorrow night. And Commissioner O'Neill will be honored. It's at, I think, Pier 63. It's called St. Francis Food Pantries. If you want to come by, if you want to make a donation, it's going to be a great night. And then we all went out to dinner. Listen to me. We all went to dinner. In the old days, I would go, I got to get home. You know, I was close back in the old days with Mayor Giuliani. We would hang out. We would go to Gracie Mansion, hang out a little bit. So I know. But for me to go to dinner yesterday, listen, let me tell you who was at the dinner. Now, this is New York, and I'm a Jersey guy. And I'm sitting there, and of course, John and Margo Katzimatidis are there. And then Jerry Crowley, my boss, shows up. Tony LoBianco, one of the great Italian-American actors of all time, with his beautiful wife, Elisa, is there, right? And then Joe Sano and his bride, of course. Then to my right is the commissioner of the NYPD, Jimmy O'Neill. And then to the left, Dan Nigro, commissioner of the FDNY. No, that's pretty darn good company, I'm saying. Come on. What am I doing? A guy from Jersey with all the power. And we were at, Primole, I think the name of the restaurant was. Great restaurant. So I always give a shout out to the station because they all listen to the radio. And Commissioner O'Neill said to me, we had a great time with the committee. This is a great guy. And you know, we just put aside all pretense, all news. You know, I'm not on the radio. You're not the commissioner. Let's just be friends and let's talk. And to Commissioner Nigro as well. We talked about Italy. We talked about everything else. But Commissioner O'Neill did say, you know, Joe, I think every cop in New York listens to you in the morning, man. I'm so proud of that. I said, thanks, Commissioner. I said, we so support the NYPD. And I wore my Blue Lives Matter cufflinks, you know. I wore my NYPD pin because we're so proud to have the NYPD standing front and center for us. So it was great. And it was great. But again, and I'm saying the shout out is to, of course, our boss is Jerry Crowley for putting, you know, me in the arena there because we like to just be amicable and friendly and nice and take the high road on this program. But it's great to be with just such a quote unquote powerful group, but such a great group. We are in good shape in New York. I'm telling you, you got a great commissioner in the FDNY. And we salute the FDNY, you know, New York's bravest. And then the police and then the Katzimatidis who help out so much. Just it's a great family and it's a big city. But you know what? It was just we were there like just like a couple. We could have been out in the suburbs of Jersey somewhere. Great, great night. So thanks to Mr. Crowley and, you know, everybody for, you know, bringing us all together. And to Phil Boyce, had a great chat with Mr. Boyce, our programming guru who came on the air yesterday. So it's all good. I feel good about everything. A little upset the way the elections went, but it's huge news on a positive note. What happened in New Jersey for the assembly to lose, the Democratic Assembly to lose 4 seats. That's a good. And I think they're both nuts, the parties. I really do. The Republicans and the way right, the severity of the way right and the way left, that's what we're right in the middle. But when Virginia goes all Democratic after what the governor said, I don't know why people are voting like that. And then you got the anti-Semitic rise in the Democratic Party, the infanticide. They don't have any initiative. They don't have one initiative to help opioid addiction. They don't have one initiative to help the violence in the southern border. They don't have one initiative. All they keep doing is saying anti-Trump, anti-Donald Trump this, anti-Donald Trump that. Let's impeach. yet Virginia still goes all Democrat. Very, very puzzling. 877-970-2999. You are so more than welcome to join us. We love having you with us. And I have to tell you, and that to the Sano family, and Joe Sano's the gentleman who brought me in to perform tomorrow night. We're going to have a blast. I have Vinnie Raniolo on guitar, one of the greatest guitar players ever, and we'll be at the pier performing for the St. Francis Food Pantries. But the kind words that you say about the radio show, when you talk about Frank and Al and Debbie and this family that we have created here, is touches my heart beyond words. And I feel a great responsibility to come before this microphone every morning and to tell you the way it is, to be honest, and to have some fun along the way. And indeed, we will on this Wednesday. 19 minutes after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Going to the guys in a second. We're going to bring in the one, the only, the legend, Debbie Duane.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The traffic legend, Debbie Duane. How are you, Deb?
I love that picture of your mom.
Ah, is that great?
She
come on.
Fabulous.
Oh, no, man. Thank you.
Styling and profiling.
I know. And
she,
the makeup, and she got the button. I voted the scarf. I bought her this. Yeah. I get her those scarves, you know.
She looks so nice.
Oh, thank you, Deb. Thank you. I had to post it. I said it was I woke up in the middle of the night and I had seen that. And I went, let me just put that. I got to post that sucker, you know.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Mamma mia.
Great.
Hey,
you know, beautiful lady.
We have got Donald Trump Jr. on the show today, which is huge. Thank you, Frankie.
Yes.
Dove Hyken, our dear friend, and Guy Bus Snodgrass. But, you know, Assembly member Nicole Malliotakis, Commissioner Bernard Kerik, and Michael Reagan, son of the former president, Ronald Reagan. So there is a show that Frankie Five Boroughs put together. Mm-hmm. So we're locked and we're loaded this morning, Deb. And we always start with you getting us through the roads 20 minutes after 6 o'clock right here on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to go to the New England Thruway heading northbound. The New England Thruway northbound as you get up past the Hutch, getting up toward New Rochelle, bumper-to-bumper traffic. It's an accident blocking a couple of lanes. This one involves a tractor-trailer. Looks like an ongoing investigation here, 95 North, getting up through New Rochelle. Over on 304, you're closed, getting into Pearl River. That's all due to a problem with a down pole over there. And on the Jackie Robinson heading west, this is right into Jamaica Avenue. One lane blocked with an accident. Looks like all lanes subject to closure. Also seeing some police department activity in the Bronx on the Bronx River Parkway North, getting up past the Bronx Zoo. Watch for some type of police department activity. Inbound side of the GWB 20 Lincoln Tunnel, a disabled van in the South Tube, at least 20 to 25 there. Holland Tunnel, that's going to be 10 minutes getting into town. Partly cloudy today, high of 53. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, this is Patrick Cullen, president of the New York State Supreme Court Officers Association. Join me for Justice Matters as we take over the AM 970 airwaves every Sunday at noon. Court officers play a pivotal role serving at the front lines of court security in criminal, family, and civil courthouses throughout New York City and the 9th Judicial District. Justice Matters will bring a fresh new perspective on the current challenges and issues facing our criminal justice system and the impact they have on all New Yorkers. The New York State Supreme Court Officers Association's members are uniformed officers in the courts throughout the five boroughs of New York City, as well as Westchester, Rockland, Putnam, Orange, and Dutchess counties. And we are affiliated with the AFL-CIO and the International Longshoremen's Association. SCOA's mission is to continue to improve benefits and protect the rights of all of our members. If it's noon on Sunday, it's time for Justice Matters on AM 970, The Answer.
Napa Know-How. Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 11/30/19.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 623. You know what? We're going to the Army game. Me and Al. Al's going to be there. Army versus UMass. That's
going to be cold.
It's going to be cold.
Bundle up.
All right, bundle up. But we're going to be there. That's this Saturday. And I'm not even getting sleep. I'm going right from the Gold Glove Awards on Friday right up to West Point. Very excited about that. But we want you to make sure you get your tickets because you physically have to have your tickets. And you got to have your parking pass. And this is a great event. And it's very, very meticulous. I already got my parking pass for the car. You got to get – it's very, very – it's all security and very, very high security. So we want – you have been sent an email about how to get your tickets. So please check your email. Check your spam. Check your inboxes, and you're all welcome to call our sports director, Mary. Please call her immediately. She needs to get you your tickets and your parking pass, please. This is going to be a great event, a great day, and the best way to spend your Veterans Day weekend. So if you haven't already, please contact Mary at 212-857-9633, okay? 212-857-9633. Army, UMass, it's this Saturday. We need you to get your tickets and your parking pass. Call Mary, 212-857-9633.
Real quick, for those listening, if you bought your tickets, we can't give you the tickets at the game. You've got to give Mary a call right now. There are a couple people that apparently used an email address that they don't check or whatever. So we're not going to have the tickets there. Yeah. And you paid for them already. These people paid for them. So get in touch with Mary.
It's important. This is so politically incorrect, Frank, and a good morning to you. If we put a picture of Mary up, they'll like...
No, that's... Stop.
You see, that was objective.
Yeah.
She's a great superstar sales gal and a beautiful gal, the boo, with a love to her
fiancé. Give that number again.
With a love to her fiancé, Sam. That was just respectful. That'd be silly. 212-857-9633. Lock up those tickets. You got to do it today.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. Jersey Joe on the radio, 626 on AM 970, The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com. Great to have you with us. Yeah, Donald Trump Jr. is going to join us in about an hour, son of President Trump. He's got this new book called Triggered, and he is all over TV. And, this is a good guy. This is a smart kid. He's a nice kid. He's a dedicated kid. He's a great son and to his dad and his mom. And we're very proud to have Donald Trump Jr. on the show in 7 o'clock hour. Dov Hyken, I have immense respect for Dov. He's a fighter boy. He really is. He does not forget his heritage. And I love everybody. When I talk about my Italian-American heritage, you know, we fought this year to sustain the great heritage of Italian-Americans the way Dov does for the state of Israel and for his Jewish community is so to be admired. Proud to bring Dov to the airwaves. Momentarily, that'll be actually in the 8 o'clock hour. Guy Bus Snodgrass, former director of communications, chief speechwriter to Secretary of Defense James Mattis, former Navy aviator. He was an F-18 pilot. And he's got a new book. We're going to check that out. Assemblymember Nicole Malliotakis, what's going on? She's going up against Max Rose, and Nicole's going to give Max a big fight. Max doesn't come on the show. Frankie, I saw Max. I see him in Staten Island. I go, Max, he's got a lovely wife. Max, come talk with us. He doesn't come on the show. And what am I going to tell you? Nicole comes on the show, and she cares enough to chat
and
with you about it.
And, you know, a big listener of our show is the chairman of the Staten Island Democratic Party, my friend Mike Cusick. You might have met him at the wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, he even told Max, you know, you should really be going on the show as often as they'll have you.
I don't want to say anything. You know, John Bramnick, we could talk about it now. I want to say, you know, you don't even know what's going to happen in Jersey and in these progressive socialist states of New York, New Jersey. John Bramnick ran. He's the leader. This is the most bipartisan politician I've ever seen. He really is. And as is Robert Alt. These are good guys who only care about their constituents along the lines of Lee Zeldin and Congressman King. And there's Democrats like Jeff Van Drew and Josh Gottheimer, who I like. But John Bramnick, they had conservatives come in, and we kept worrying that some of those votes could have been taken away. Bramnick ran away with it, man. He smoked it.
Over 2,000 votes.
Crushed it. And I'm just saying, John's on the show a lot. I'm just saying. I don't say anything. You know, he comes on the show a lot. People listen. They know. So Max is invited, but Nicole, listen, Nicole is she's part of the family, so Nicole will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Commissioner Bernard Kerik, we're going to talk about the new police commissioner. We're going to talk about Commissioner O'Neill, who I had the privilege to be with just last night. And Bernie Kerik, he is a cop's cop, hero of 9/11. He will join us as well. And Michael Reagan, son of former President Ronald Reagan, president of the Reagan Legacy Foundation. A good man. Good guy, Michael is, and he will join us as well. So we have a full show. You're always welcome at 877-970-2999, 629 on AM 970, the answer right now. So what a great night we had last night. Me, Mr. Dinner, I would never go out to dinner. And so they go, could you go out to dinner? I'm on the clock. I talk to Jerry is there, Jerry Crowley. I go, Jerry, give me the Algatulo, you know, index finger spin. Like, you got to wrap it up. Joe's got to go now. I ended up staying. It was late. I got home, you know. Late, 10, 10 o'clock-ish for me is late. I had such a good time. Jimmy O'Neill's such a great guy. A cop's cop, so dedicated. I can't break up. We talked, you know, we talked confidentially. But he just has a love for law enforcement. And then I got Commissioner Nigro to my left, who is very knowledgeable about everything Italian. He's been to Italy so many times. We talked about how we're going to Italy. I think I'm trying to take everybody to Italy with us if we go again. And Commissioner Nigro just leading this great, great, stellar FDNY. So I was very, very proud of it.
Well, that's great.
John and Margo were there. And Tony LoBianco was there.
Tell us. Commissioner O'Neill's leaving because he doesn't like de Blasio.
No.
Come on.
You don't ask. We kept all the politics away. You kept all the politics away. And when this is the point. When I'm there and I'm with the Warriors, who are the core of the community of this great city, who make it the safest big city, how the firefighters put their lives on the line. I was so proud to be there. You know why? Because we're in good shape in New York. Everybody says everything bad about this, about that. We are in great shape, and we are very, very fortunate. In a city like this, other cities, including some other cities, smaller cities in my home state of New Jersey, you know, they look to Dan Nigro. They look to Jimmy O'Neill on how to run their organization. So I'm certainly proud to be broadcasting from this great city with folks that really watch out for us. 631, Frankie, so your ranked choice voting thing, people are listening to you, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to take credit on this one, but there's a lot of people for it, you know, but I'm certainly glad that it passed. And I'm certainly glad it passed in general, but certainly by such an overwhelming margin. You know, the head of the city council's Black, Latino, and Asian caucus came out this week and started leading a concerted effort against ranked choice voting because they said it would disenfranchise minority voters. And I thought, how disrespectful is basically now under ranked choice voting beginning in 2021, all voters are going to have to do is rank their choices. That's all the voter has to do. I like Joe first, Frank second, Al third, whatever. That's all they're going to have to do. And essentially,
why do I keep coming in third?
It's just the way it works out in my hypothetical example. It's just
I'm
the way it always ends up working out.
I knew we would get offended by that.
No, but Joe, Danique Miller, the head of the city council's Black, Latino, and Asian caucus, is saying this is going to hurt minority voters. So, I mean, think of that. He's essentially saying minority voters are too stupid list their candidates 1, 2, and 3. How disrespectful and racist is that? And it was the irony of all ironies, and I didn't even catch this until my wife forwarded me the Politico newsletter the other day, and it lists all the day's political headlines, and it says David Niggins, the city's first Black mayor, comes out in favor of ranked choice voting, and then the very next headline was the Black, Latino, and Asian caucus says ranked choice voting will hurt minority representation. So I'm very pleased that it worked out. So we have 2 years. It's very minor, though. They wouldn't even implement this for the general election. It's just for primaries and special elections.
Good start, though.
Yes,
huh?
Exactly. So that's what I'm hoping that other cities will follow suit in the years to come. Now, Maine has done this. New York has done it. San Francisco, Cambridge, Massachusetts. Yeah, I'm hoping a number of other cities will as well.
All right. And Joe Borelli gets a big 25%, which is huge for
Republicans. Yeah, they're still counting the votes, but it'll be somewhere between 20 and 25%.
That's huge.
You know what? If you think about it, he didn't even even qualify for matching funds, which goes to show you how rigged the candidate is in favor of incumbents and in favor of special interests and in favor of the people that are going to win. And yet he only did a little bit less than Nicole Malliotakis did when she ran for mayor, even though she did qualify for matching funds and she was running against one of the most unpopular incumbent mayors in my lifetime. So I think you know, Joe has a lot to be proud of. You know, he is using this as a clarion call for secession because he won Staten Island, and it's another example of Staten Island voting differently than the rest of the city. So he's saying again that, hey, maybe it's time to start talking about Staten Island becoming its own city and breaking off from New York City.
They tried that before, and I thought it was a good idea at the time when I actually lived on Staten Island. How can you possibly secede from the city and have your own police force, your own fire department, your own sanitation, and not have taxes go through the roof?
Well, you know, again, I'm not the one suggesting it, Joe Borelli.
No, I know.
I'll defer that to him.
But you're Staten Island's favorite son.
I have a feeling he'll be on the show soon, and you can pose that question to him.
I'm just saying, back in the 90s when they wanted to do it, when Staten Island felt like it was forgotten and it was the forgotten borough,
there was a
strong call for it to the point where they got serious about it, and I think it was part of the reason why Giuliani got elected, because he didn't forget about Staten Island. Dinkins had forgot about Staten Island. Koch, to some extent, had forgotten about it, and Giuliani never forgot Staten Island. Snow was cleaned off the streets quickly.
Well,
garbage
but
picked up.
I think to Joe's point, you know, I hear what you're saying, and you're not wrong. But to Joe's point, Staten Islanders feel a little frustrated that, you know, no matter how loud they scream and no matter how they vote, the same kind of political class keeps getting elected. So I don't blame Staten Islanders for being frustrated and looking at other alternatives. I think if Mayor de Blasio and other citywide elected officials, including Jumaane Williams, were smart, maybe they'd look to incorporate more outer borough people, more Staten Island people in their administrations and in their office, so that Staten Islanders don't feel so alienated from the people that are running the city.
I would suggest Staten Island come to Jersey, but they won't do that. So,
we're not doing that.
Oh, good idea. Part of New Jersey. That'd be awesome. Come on. My Lord. I could use the political mindset of Staten Island in the state of New Jersey.
Well, think about it. Staten Island is the only borough that you live in that you have to pay to get on it. Mm. They don't have to pay to get off, but when they come back, if they go visit somebody in Brooklyn or they go visit somebody in New Jersey, you have to pay to come back. It's ridiculous.
Unless you take the ferry, which is still free.
Right.
Hey, Joe and Frank and Al and Donald Trump Jr. coming up in about roughly less than an hour. And your phone calls always at 877-970-2999. A lot going on, Mama Mia. I'm looking at my schedule. I'm going to tell you, I want to see you out there. I'd love to see you. I love seeing you. And we appreciate all your nice comments and love seeing you in person. 636, Joe on the radio. Big Al standing by with the headline news just for yous right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
47 degrees at 636. Al Gattullo in third place in ranked choice voting, according to Frank Morano with local news first. Here's what's going on. The votes have not all been counted yet, but New Jersey Democrats are looking like they'll maintain their majority in the state assembly. All 80 seats were up for grabs yesterday, and as of around 2 a.m. this morning, the New York Times reporting that 38 Democrats have won, 14 Republicans have also been victorious, 6 more Democrats are leading their races, while 8 GOP candidates lead theirs. Before yesterday's election, Democrats held a 54-26 majority. Both Assemblyman John Bramnick and Assemblyman Robert Auth have won their districts. New York lawmakers are trying to figure out how to regulate vaping-related products like e-cigarettes. Brad Hutton of the State Health Department was asked at a recent hearing which is safer, smoking cigarettes or vaping. He said they're both very dangerous to health and said the analogy is like comparing two bombs and asking which is more lethal. He told lawmakers that more than 1 in 4 high schoolers uses e-cigarettes. Vaping has been linked to 36 deaths nationwide and more than 1,500 serious lung injuries. In sports, Islanders winning streak now at 10 after a 4-1 win over the Senators in Brooklyn. Devils with a 2-1 shootout win against Winnipeg. And as you heard right here on AM 970, The Answer last night, 13th-ranked Seton Hall slamming Wagner 105-71. Tonight, Syracuse hosts Virginia. The pregame is at 8:30. The tip-off is at 9 o'clock. You can listen to the game right here on AM 970, The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks. Over on the northbound New England Thruway, heading up toward exit 16 into New Rochelle, it's an accident involving a tractor trailer. 2 lanes remain blocked. 304 in Pearl River, watch out for a down pole over there. We're still seeing delays as you head to the inbound GWV of about 20. Over at the Lincoln Tunnel, disabled van by the South Tube, 35 in there. And over at the Holland, that's 20 to 25 as you head into town as well. Watch for delays as you head to the westbound side of the Bruckner right at the Sheridan. That's a car fire with all lanes subject to closure. Jackie Robinson westbound getting out toward Jamaica Avenue, a collision there as well. Alternate side parking rules are in effect for today citywide. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 53. Chance of rain tomorrow, high of 57. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport. Whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran, Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. In May, New York State launched a $175 million workforce development initiative. Tell us about this program.
What we're going to be discussing with people all over the state is the ability for anyone involved in the whole idea of training workers for the jobs of today and for tomorrow. We now have money on the table to support that. A lot of people talk about workforce development and what it may mean, but we now have $175 million that the governor sought, the legislators all voted for. So what it's going to do is take us to the next level and allow New Yorkers to have the benefit of the most highly rated, state-of-the-art skills training programs. And at the end of the day, it helps them get a better job. It helps our employers. It helps the economy.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd. Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer. The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. So I told you we had a great meal last night with this great, what a great group we had. And then the waiter who was great, Signor Camilleri, what a great waiter. He knew they put broccoli rabe on the plates. So I saw the commissioners to my right, broccoli rabe, and then he put broccoli on a little bit of broccoli rabe. And then to the left was Commissioner Nigro, and I said, "Yeah, Brock." I said, "Commissioner to Commissioner Nigro, this is a really great antioxidant. It's a penicillin." And of course, Dan Nigro's Italian; he knew it. So then the waiter comes back, puts more on my plate because he knew I like broccoli rabe. Even though I ate the broccoli rabe, when I got back to my hotel, I still took my balance of nature because that broccoli rabe that I had, as great as it was, and as good as it was for me, with all its antioxidants, I still knew I didn't get enough in my body. And that's what happens with all of us. You eat when you can, you take a shot. That was my really only meal of the day last night. And when I take Balance of Nature, it has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. It's 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. And I don't think I had one vegetable yesterday. So even when you have a good meal, you're not getting enough. So that's why we suggested to you to go on the Balance of Nature journey. It's great. We love it. This morning I got up, I took the vegetables last night, I got the fruits in the morning. And now we can offer you a 35% discount and free shipping on your first order, your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And the offer is going to end soon, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge, please. Here is the number for Balance of Nature. You know you got to at least try it. Because we feel great. Not a clinical study. I'm telling you exactly personally what happened with me and Frank and Al and Debbie. We feel great, and we feel you will too. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. But you have to use, please, the discount code, The Answer.
Eric Metaxas. The show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
See, if I went and did the Marshmallow World thing yesterday, which I have to thank my business partner and pal, Stacy. She called there, and I just couldn't do it. I had to be all, it was all about, when you get hired, and someone says to you, Joe, you're going to do this gig for me, and I'm doing gigs for everything from the food pantries, St. Francis Food Pantries, which is 7,000 turkeys, Frankie Five Boroughs. You know, and this is for Joe Sano, my buddy.
A lot
and
of tryptophan.
I'm telling you something. People wouldn't have the turkeys. And I know Commissioner Nigro said, I have a group to Joe Sano. He says, I need 100 of those turkeys because the commissioner and his wife are helping. So Joe Sano, he supplies that with Joe's beautiful wife, Carol, who was she was so complimentary of the show. Listens. They listen. Like, you know, I'll tell you about Luigi Minetta, my cop friend, you know, the undercover Medal of Valor recipient, Luigi Minetta, who takes me out. We go on the road together. His mother, diehard listener. As they go across the Verrazano
Bridge.
That's
wonderful.
You know, Pompeia Moneta and to Carol Sano. We appreciate you listening. More than we can tell you. But when you go out and we're sitting around and we have such a great time and people kind of bring you in to do performances, I like to tell you about it on the radio, and I like to do what I have to do if there's some ancillary things to do, like an interview with the great Ernie Anastas, like going to dinner. And if I took that, it's a marshmallow world, that I'll get busted my chops about with that song, I wouldn't have been there.
That's right.
Where's Joe? We got him. He's our entertainment. He's part of the St. Francis Food Pantry. Now, I wouldn't have this great dinner I'd be singing with.
Eric Metaxas.
And Well, I love Eric, by the way. I just felt bad. So thanks to Stacy for kind of getting me out of it because I couldn't do it. And then I'm doing I'm doing two gigs it's December 5th. The Padre Pio Foundation called. This has nothing to do with elections, so we'll get to it in a second. So Padre Pio was this great guy, the stigmata of Christ in his hands, his side, and his feet. And the church kind of discounted him, and then they've accepted him. Now he's a saint, Padre Pio. So there's a Padre Pio Foundation. As soon as they called, Tony Lobianco called, and Elise called, said, would you do this for Padre Pio?
Yeah.
I said, I'm in.
When is that?
In December 5th.
Oh.
Damiani calls my buddy. Who we got to hear the new Damiani record. We cut it. It's great.
I heard it
Santa
yesterday.
Claus coming
sounds
to town.
Great.
He sent it to you?
Yes.
Yeah. But are we allowed to play it?
Yes.
We'll play it.
He sent it to me.
We'll play it.
He didn't say don't play it. So
Damiani goes, I need you earlier in the day. So now I'm doing two gigs one night. But I'm doing. Then I got to fly to Oakland to perform with Dan Rodriguez. So it's gonna be a wild.
He's gonna miss out on.
Uh oh, what happened?
A holiday party that we got invited.
I am actually with Joe on that.
what do you mean?
Joe asked me to help him.
I need him in
that.
California.
Yeah.
I have no idea what Frank's talking about. But I'm gonna watch his back right
here.
I needed Frank in California.
That's right.
He just did something.
Hold on a second.
I'll get to. I'm going out there to meet with Jerry Brown to discuss rank choice voting.
So when are you leaving for California?
It's like a Saturday. I have two weekends. I do Beverly Hills and then I do Oakland, California.
No. I'm talking about the 5th is a Thursday.
What part are you guys talking
about? Yeah, that's when I'm in. I'm in California.
you can see Frank's face, his eyes. You can tell when Frank's like dancing. What party am I missing? What am I missing?
I don't know. What party is it?
This is Arthur's party.
Right.
Oh, I thought you meant it was the station's Christmas party.
Has the radio station ever held a Christmas party on a Thursday night?
I don't know. When do they have
Never.
It usually?
Never. Yeah. It's usually on a Monday.
I didn't get invited to Arthur's.
It's usually on
I didn't
Monday.
Get invited to Brian Kilmeade's
Yo,
book
you got
signing.
Invited.
Brian's
no,
like
hold
a long
on.
Time
I'll invite you.
Hold on. Time out. You got invited to Arthur's Christmas party.
I don't
party.
See any invitation.
There
I'm
is,
offended.
There is no invitation. There was no invitation yet. He had told us weeks ago, and I had put it in the calendar.
Yeah,
and I have another event that night, but it's two blocks away, so I'm going to be able to make both.
You make them both. Yeah. This is good. So, and when's the Christmas party? Do we know
Christmas party? No, we don't know.
We'll know like days.
I thought that's what I was talking about.
Days
before. Okay. I was talking about Arthur's party.
I can't make that. I'm in California with Joe. Whenever that one is.
Oh, I see.
When is that, by the way, Joe?
No, I was asking when Joe was flying to California. Is he taking that Friday the 6th off? Or is he flying in the afternoon on Friday to do the party in California?
Whatever irritates you most, I'm
going
to do. It doesn't irritate me either way. I don't care.
Nothing irritates you.
I'll host the show. I did it for a half hour a couple weeks ago.
By yourself?
Yeah.
People are still complaining.
No, they weren't. They were not complaining. There's a lot of good feedback.
Oh, man. Hey, so Frankie Fibro, 647.
About bicyclists and bike lanes. They want to put more bike lanes in the city.
People love that. Whatever you were talking about, they love that.
And I'll tell you why. So they want to add more bus lanes, and they want to add more bicycle lanes to the city. Now, the bus lanes, I can understand.
No.
I'll tell you why.
There's no buses in the bus lanes. Yeah,
but listen, well, that's because the pictures and stuff, the tickets, haven't gone into effect yet. If you ride in that bus lane now, they're going to take a picture of you and send
a
ticket
to your house. But there's no buses in the bus lane. I drive in New York every single day. The bus lane's always open. There's never a bus in the bus lane.
But I can understand why they want to add the bus lanes to get the buses across town or through the city quicker. The bike lanes I have an issue with because most of these bicyclists do not obey the traffic laws. They are supposed to stop at red lights just like cars. They don't. They don't watch where they're going.
It's incumbent upon
you and I as a driver to pay attention to these people when these people should be paying attention to the road. They're a hazard.
I'm walking across Broadway yesterday. I think it was yesterday morning to come to work, and I'm doing a selfie, doing a video, whatever it was. And then I see the bike coming. And I made sure I got out of the way. And so I can see the biker says to me, he goes, okay, let's have a crash. Here we go. Let's do a crash together, you know? But because they are so dangerous now.
The bikers are
dangerous now.
And they're
not.
And a lot of it is these delivery drivers that have these e-bikes that are traveling at a much faster rate than you would be pedaling.
Yeah.
It is very dangerous.
But I have to tell you, if Al, to your point, 6:49 right now, and we'll take a break, but I have to tell you, with the bus, and when I come in, and it's early morning, and there's no one in the lane, and I know you can go in the lane after certain hours, but I'm telling you, that on the bus lane, there's construction on one side of the street, construction on the other, which is great, and I know our construction workers are listening to us right now, and we love you for this whole Donald Trump bump, this big economy boom in New York City that is causing all this great construction, but you can't have one building, another building. You got one little lane and then a bus lane, and there's nobody in the bus lane, and there's traffic. It's why the city is so jam crowded. The people that make these rules do not drive. That's the problem.
I got it on the wrong bus this morning. So
did you go the wrong way?
Yes, I ended up in Midtown. And
did you send that text to me this morning?
Yeah.
Well, why wasn't on the Madison Jesioto joint text? I saw Madison's picture come up, and then I got a text from Frankie.
Oh, what a disappointment that must have been.
Your phone is weird. You have the only phone that gets text messages.
Madison's texting me, and then I see it's from Murano. And he goes, wrong bus, I'll be late, I'm going somewhere else. Where did you end up going?
I ended up in Midtown. Like, normally the bus I take takes me through Brooklyn and drops me off down here.
Frank,
but the bus that I got on accidentally this morning took me through New Jersey and Lincoln Tunnel.
And so I
had to pick up the taxi at 42nd Street, so it cost me $20 to come from Midtown.
Yeah, it ain't cheap, but I think you should submit the receipt, and I'm sure Mr. Crowley will take care of it like that. Hey, Debbie's looking out. Speaking about traffic, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock.
Frank. Wait, it's a good thing Frank got on the right Pirillo tour bus.
Yes.
In Italy. Thank goodness.
I was telling everybody at the table yesterday about how Paolo, our guy, muscled the tour bus into Florence when you're not supposed to go. It's strict here in Italy. That's where we're going. They have rules for everything. And we still got that tour bus. That was so funny. Frank, he was good on the tour bus. He got on the right one, right? Every time, right?
Oh,
right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I was so happy. Yeah, we didn't lose Frank the whole
time. Yes, thank you.
10 days, you know? We had Frank Marano with us. We were good to go.
That would have been great. Hey, 6:51, Debbie's out there. Look it up. For you, speaking of traffic on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Good morning, guys. Let's see what's happening right now as you head to the Uptown N and Q trains, your local only canal to 34th. It's all due to some ongoing police department activity. Still moving okay on the LIRR. No problems to report with Metro North. Inbound GWB upper level, disabled vehicle clear, but 20 into the upper and lower, 10 from the Palisades Parkway. The outbound side of the George Washington Bridge is moving okay. Now, if you're heading to the inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, disabled van just cleared, 30 to 35 in over at the Lincoln. Holland Tunnel, that's 20 to 25 in from both approaches. We're seeing delays on 21 South at Market Street into Newark with a collision, and stop and go as well over on 3 eastbound getting out. out toward the Meadowlands with a disabled vehicle. The Garden State Parkway North at 127, a stalled vehicle was cleared. Still seeing stop-and-go traffic on the New England Thruway North getting up through New Rochelle. It's an accident with injuries. Two lanes remain blocked. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This level of excellence doesn't just wake up in the morning. It takes hard work, determined perseverance, and countless hours of practice. It took them years to get to the next game, and you can hear it all right here.
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 11:30 as the Black Knights host the Massachusetts Minutemen at Mikey Stadium on our sister station, AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission.
Empire State Bank is a community-oriented bank that truly takes your business personally. They provide a full range of business deposit and lending products in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs. Their banking professionals provide in-depth knowledge and experience with a personal touch, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. Because when small businesses succeed, our communities succeed. No one knows that better than Empire State Bank CEO, my friend, Phil Guarneri.
Thanks, Joe. Empire State Bank is different from other banks because we developed that personal relationship to help you support your business. Our business customers don't need to come out to us. We come to you to provide that service.
I'll tell you, you have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that I have seen personally from Empire State Bank. Locations on Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Visit ESBNA.com. ESBNA.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Mostly sunny today, high 55. Clear much of tonight, down to 43 in Midtown, but 29 to 34 in some of the colder suburbs of northern New Jersey and the Hudson Valley. Some sun giving way to clouds tomorrow. It'll become breezy in the afternoon with rain arriving later, high 57. Rain early tomorrow night may mix with a change to a little wet snow before it ends in some northern and western suburbs. Breezy and turning colder, low 34. Friday, windy and colder with sun and clouds, high 42. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. It's 5 minutes. Thank you, Joe Lumberg. 5 minutes before 7 o'clock. If you're looking to show your clients or your employees just how much you appreciate them and really make your business stand out, here's the answer. It's the Atlantis Luxury Private Yacht. The Atlantis is an impeccably designed three-deck mega yacht with two state-of-the-art bars, a magnificent dining room, large dance floor, immaculate restroom, gorgeous upper deck, the perfect place to watch the sunset behind the Statue of Liberty and take in the breathtaking skyline views. This is what we do when we go on the Atlantis with Captain Fred, who is great, and we go with our schmooze crews and all the clients from AM 970 and AM 570, The Mission. We're all together. The food and service are top-notch. Guests can board at several locations throughout the tri-state area, fully insured, Coast Guard certified. I remember when on the Atlantis first, and Mike Gallagher, our buddy, was there. And Mike and I aren't really boat people. I said, we're going to be okay on this boat? Like, you know, a bunch of we're two wusses. I tell you, it's like a living room, man. It's like a floating, beautiful living room. You have to check out the Atlantis. Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. If you mention AM 970, The Answer, you get a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231. Or visit, please, NewYorkCruises.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
No. You got me singing this. You got to sing it with me. I've had requests. Come on, Al. Go. Come on. Here's Al.
I don't know all the words. It's a whipped cream day.
I wait for it the whole year round.
And those are marshmallow clouds being friendly.
This is your part.
In the arms of the
evergreen tree.
And the sun is
red like a pumpkin head.
There it is.
It's shining so your nose won't freeze.
Frank, don't leave. You know what? Am I allowed
that's
to play?
And you want
to
know why you're ranked third?
That's not nice.
Okay, now I could play the song nice. That Dave Damiani produced of he and I.
We'll
sing.
Do it for next hour.
I think so.
We'll kick it off. Yeah. I mean, it's because you know what I saw when I saw when I go to tweet in the morning and say good morning and get the day started. I saw actually Frank Sinatra actually put a little cartoon animated video to one of my favorite songs. It's the Jingle Bell song. Is that what it was?
You
I
don't put like that song.
No,
you get tired of
no,
it.
No, I play. I play it constantly just because I like to irritate people. But the fact of the matter is, I like to irritate you, frankly. But the fact of the matter is, it was here. It is. It's jingle. It's jingle.
Irritated.
Yeah, Jingle Bells. Look at the animation. I posted it. Frank Sinatra's song. They put it. So I thought, well, why don't we post the new song that me and Damiani did? That'd be kind of fun together. We'll play it when we go in. All right, with the big band swing arrangement of Santa Claus is coming to town. Hey, 6:58 with Joe on the radio. Next hour, Donald Trump Jr. He's got a book. He's got the book that everyone is talking about. It's called Triggered, How the Left Thrives on Hate and Wants to Silence Us. Dov Hyken, just a great, great New Yorker and a great human being. Dov will join us live as well. Nicole Malliotakis, Bernard Kerik, and Michael Reagan on Piscopo in the morning, and we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
47 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Voters in Jersey City knocking back short-term rental property companies by a resounding amount. Even before the polls officially closed yesterday, numbers indicate city residents have chosen that businesses like Airbnb should face restrictions and prohibitions concerning where, when, and for how long they can operate. About two-thirds have voted in favor of the creation of regulations. Mayor Steve Phillip, a major supporter of the measure passing, says he's proud city residents work to fully understand the issue.